Parshas Tetzave, and the topic of Halacha Shir. I decided this year to speak about something a bit not unconventional. Maybe you have to be pretty stupid to speak about it. That's me, Mani Cholasot. And Shaita Nivga, the Gemara says. Shaita doesn't know what he's doing. No, it's pretty sensitive, but I still think it's important. We meet in this week's parsha. Rasisa, big day, kodesh, the Aaron, achicha, lechavoy, dolosifares. Those are the kavoy, dolosifares. It's also the end of Shevavim this week. Shevavim tat, shuma tetzave, when a leap year. It's topical to speak about a tzniyazdika topic. Now I wanted to learn together. What's the din with things that are covered but are visible? Mechusa ach nikar. It's covered kedas v'kedin. It's not see-through. It's still nikar. There are ladies you can see who wear shawls. They make a whole cloak. Walk around in these cloaks. Is that necessary? Is that a chiyuv? There are ladies who have vacuum packed clothing. Mamash, like you buy rice in a vacuum, every rice sticks out. It's mamash, the whole body. It's all covered. It's mamash covered. Kedas v'kedin, it's covered. But a maisa, she is showing her features. Is that all right? Is that a chatchila? Is it b'dieved? What is that? And noshim who in the middle. They don't wear shells. They don't wear vacuum pack clothing. But they're still noshim. What's the din? What's the what's right? What's wrong? What's necessary? What's a hidur? What's pritzus? Okay, so we're gonna have to find out. I hope so. First, you have to know. The Gemara in Brachas, Yudah Adam and Beis, talks about Elisha. Vatayme Elisha. Sorry, Brachas Yudah Adam and Beis. Vatayme Elisha. Hine no yadati ki ish Elokim kadosh hu. Elisha was called the Ish Elokim because he is kadosh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chayina, who kadosh? Or Meshar say in a Kaddish. Geichazi is Meshar is not Kaddish. Why? Because it says Vayigash Geichazi lohatfa Amar Yisrael Abchina she'achze behoid yofya. Hadadim says Rashi. So the shayla is what's the din? What's the din of a woman? What should she cover? So Ma'aseh there's a connection to this our sugyas of the Mishkan. We can get an insight. The pasuk says in Malachim, "Vayarichu habadim, vayiro roshei habadim min hakodesh al pnei hadvir." The badim, the poles of the aron, would be seen. V'lo yeru achutza, but it didn't. It weren't seen outside. Ask the Gemara. In Yom Tafnu Dara Damu Dara Ram Rabbi Yudah Rami Ksiv Yeru Rashi Abad. The Rashi, the tips of the poles of the Aron could be seen. Ksiv V'lo Yeru. It says they can't be seen. Ho Ketzad. How do we resolve these two psukim? Are they seen or not seen? Ho Ketzad. Nirin V'ein Nirin. They can be seen and they can't be seen. Tanya Nabi Hochi. Vayiro Roshe Abadim. Yochel Yumakarim Bapareches Vyotzin. Does it mean that they tear through the Pareches and they actually stick out? Tamadayim Av Loyor Chutza. Loyro. They can't be seen. Hokei Tzad. Doichakim Vyotzin Bapareches. they stick out of the parochas v'nirim k'shnei dadi isha shenema k'tzvor hamor doidi li uben shaddai yolin. Says the Gemara, what? This is Shir Hashirim symbolizing the kirva of HaKadosh Baruch to us. It symbolizes the shnei dadi isha, they stick out. Says Rashi, k'dadi isha shebolti mitachas haluka. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kiddush Levana, you can only make Kiddush Levana b'shash ha-Levana is the rachas. When you can see the Levana, can you make the bracha? Says the Magen Avraham, what happens if it's covered with a cloud? You can't see it. Says the Magen Avraham, im niskase ba'av dak v'kolush, if the Levana is hazy, it's covered with a thin cloud, mevarech. You can make a bracha. It's not clear, but it's only a thin cloud. Says the Maharsham in Das Torah, what's the raya for the Magen Avraham? Parag Mora, v'yiru Rashi Abadim, that is something. If you can identify what it is, havi karoya. It says Veiro, it's called seeing. You see the dwarfs of the Ravana in that cloud. It's not clear, but that's called Yiro. So what did we just learn from this Gemara? Do you have to wear a shawl? No. You have to wear a shawl. You see from Chazal, it's called Nirim Veino Nirim. So what's our shayla? Shayla is vacuum packed. Difference between vacuum packed. A regular proiches falls down straight. Sticks down. There's a pull pushing into the proiches, but then there's a straight fall. Vacuum packed is not the case. That's the other makoros for things. For a woman who's covered, and it's called pritzos. In the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, Perek Chof Aleph, Poga Isha Bashuk, if you meet a woman in the Shuk, also La'alech Achareha, can't walk behind her, El Ratz, O Masalka, Latzdodim, O Le'achrof. Run, overtake her, be to her side, be in front of her, don't be in the back. To her back. The Beraita brings on the Shulchan Aruch brings the Shuta Radvaz. The Radvaz was asked, how is this Gemara applicable to us? The Gemara in fact says, isha. Better to walk behind a lion, not behind an Isha. He was asked, in Medina Isenu, where our women are covered from Kaf Rega Adroish. They're completely covered. How is this Nogea? There's nothing being revealed. There's no skin being revealed. So how's this halacha to get us? Are we part of this halacha? Says Advas Chas V'Shalom. It's to get to everyone. Because we're not dealing with looking at, seeing a visible part of a body, a nigla, a revealed part of a body. It's not what we're discussing. We're discussing hirhu that comes from a concealed part of a body. Says Radvaz, it's not that there's something flesh being revealed. She's covered. You see her movements. That brings the hero. And therefore, it's not enough to even be 4 amas away. It has to be at that distance. You can't see her movements. No. So a woman who is wearing tight clothing, where it's like biachar isha. There's no difference if you're in front, to the side, but in maisa, every movement she's making, everything's moving, and this brings the hero. So, an oifen, that. Everything's nikar. It's like gora. It's better to walk behind an ari, not behind such a woman. It's definitely a mixture of the people. We discovered this hirurim from concealed areas. The Mishnah Ksubas that find based on that gives cases that a husband should give a get to his wife. If she's a veras a das, Moshe das Yehudis. What's an example of das Yehudis? If she's toive bashuk, if she sows in the market, makara. What's wrong with sowing in the market? Moses says one pshat, she's revealing her arms. Okay, so you understand. A wife who's revealing her, a concealed area, for sure, that's Yehudis. That's awesome. The Gemara continues and says, "Betoyve vered neged poneho." Says Rashi, she has this red string, and it's falling between poneo shalmata, from between her legs. That's called das Yehudis, and you give a get, and she doesn't get a ksuba. Tosfos learns. It's not ponel shamata, it's her ponel. It's some red that's shining onto her face. That's pritzos. What have we discovered? We discovered there's an issa of das yehudis on a woman who's she is covered kedin. She's covered. She's not revealing her arms. She's dressed kefiah takanon. Like Beit Yaakov takanon, she's following all the rules. But the fact she's attracting people's attention, she has this vered going down to Ponel Shamata. It's called Das Yehudis. She has this red. She has a string. She's sewing in the market, and she has this red string going down between her legs. It's attracting people's eyes to look at that area. When to Tosfos, she has this red shining into her face. So even her face is to entice the trapped onto her face, not between her legs.
Machlekes. So Tosfos would be
referring
to
do
more to makeup.
I'm not going to say makeup. I don't want to say makeup. That's what it is. It depends what type. If makeup is just making beautiful, but red is like attractive. It's like catching the eye. So we're finding a woman is now to have her face revealed, but the fact is attracting people's eyes is really called Das Yehudis. No? So therefore a woman who's wearing clothing that's designed to show her features, designed to attract the eye, it's not far-fetched to say, call this, it's wrong, it's Das Yehudis, it's not the way it's Tznuah, it's to go that way. The Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis, brings Yan Kugavu B'noi Tziyon. The Novi is Mechiach Nem for the Chatoim. What did they do wrong? The B'noi Tziyon, Teilachno Natuyo is Goroin. They're walking very slowly. Natuyo is Goroin with their head held up high. Walking slowly, so they should be seen. Says Rashi, they would go slowly, so people should look at them. And hoylech v'tofuf, they would a tall one would stand next to a short one, so it should stick out. And that's why they were punished. Now it's true that over there it was deliberately; they were deliberately planning to catch the eye. I ask you a question, and therefore today it's fashion. Women have these tight clothing. Ask your Shiloh. Why do men don't wear tight clothing? I think it's quite uncommon to find men. Not just secular people. Men dress with a shirt, with space. Okay, you have a tighter fit, a wider fit. But people don't walk, normal, Rupert and Inchi don't walk around with vests, with tight clothes that sticks onto you. Why do the females do that? Why do the fashion designers, all designed, it's not done by chance, it's all planned. What's the idea behind it? I think anyone who wants to be Moed al-Emes will agree it's designed to show their features to people. It's not because it feels more geschmack. It's not that it's more comfortable. It's designed to show their female features to who wants to look. And who wants to look? The men. That's what it is. So therefore it's britzos. This is britzos, and this is an obby. What's the difference in walking slowly to catch the eye or to wear vests and catch the eye? My schnorr. If this is not enough, in Truvas Igros Moshe, Yodei Chelek Aleph takes us onto a new route. That mamish, this could be deraisa mamish. That Yudis, by the way, is minhag. Says Rav Moshe. That's Yudis. That's the mission. Says you give a get for that. That's it's the minhag of nois tesrola tsnuois. If a woman goes against that, she gets a get. That's Yudis. Things were not explicitly also in the Torah, but it's the minhag of nois tesrola tsnuois. That's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. A woman gets a get for that. She loses a ksupa. Whoever's mentioned over there, all those things in the list, it's called Das Yudis. It's not Ma'at Torah Asa, but it's not Mina Grace Israel. And therefore she gets warned, and she doesn't take the warning. She gets a get, loses all her ksupa, all that's promised her, she loses all her rights. But says Ramesha, he's asked the Shaila. There's a rule called, there's a klal in the Torah called L'chukei Seyem Leiselechu. It's also to go like a goy. He's asked the Shaila, the Polish emigrants who are coming from Poland where they're wearing Hasidish garb, they're wearing Jewish clothes, they come to the United States and they all change, they all change to the local costumes, local suits, and look like, is this L'chukei Seyem Leiselechu? They're dressing like a goy. They're deliberately taking off their traditional Jewish garb, the Polish garbs, and they're trying to intermingle with a goy. Is this forbidden? Because of the Chukai Seim Leiselechu. This is the question asked Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe quotes the Ramah in Kuf Ein Ches, Shita Samarik. Chukai Seim Leiselechu has conditions. It has to be a choik without any reason. People wear these. The goyim are doing something that doesn't. There's no logic behind it. Then, for a Jew to, why is a Jew doing that? There's only one reason: trying to imitate the goy. If there's any reason why you're doing it, the Mor says wearing a kappa, there's a certain garb that doctors would wear. Now, why do doctors wear that garb? There's no reason for it. But if you are a Jewish doctor. You want to show that you're a doctor, you're waiting for COVID, not because you're trying to be a goy. That's permitted. So therefore, the reason why the Jews are wearing the local garb is not because they want to be a goy. Because it's more noy for them, they feel more comfortable. Not that they're trying to copy a goy for no reason, just because I want to be a goy. They want to fit in. That's mutter. The gross is argues and says no, it's also to be like a goy, even if you're not wearing it to be a goy. Can't wear Jewish clothing. Gross chilek. Still says Rav Moshe. Who says it's goyish garments? When they were designed, the Jews, if you have clothes that were only worn by goyim, and later on Jews took them on, you're right. It's a goyish garment. But from the start, the Jews and goyim wore them together simultaneously. It was never a goyish garment. True, in Poland, the Jews wore something else. But in America, from the beginning, it came in together. Okay. That's all true. For stam clothing, stam fashion, says Rav Moshe, Ava b'godim shesh b'pritzus mamash, shenasu michodash b'bigdei noshim. When it comes to priests' dikus clothes, then even though Yisraelites were also priests from the beginning, but priests is chukai sa'akum. He's mistapik. The very fact that a Jewish lady is wearing putzitik clothing is called the chukesei meiselechu. He's mistapik in that. In Shuvas Hanogos, Moshe Sternbuch, he says the same thing. He also says that it's b'chal chukesei meiselechu. So anyway, we're discovering, besides the idea of priestess, but to wear priestess thicker clothing, which I'm not saying everyone's wearing, there's dargos, but there are clothes which are mamish priestess thick, is b'chukesei meiselechu. It's not a Jewish garment. It cannot be a Jewish garment. By definition, priestess is called b'chukesei meiselechu. If you look at the Ramah, you understand why that's what Ramah says. That's what Rosh is. Considers the Rosh of Sternbuch Paskin, the Chukesei Meiselechu, it's very serious. Some time ago, I had a child, a few years ago, who needed that. He needed to go to Ifchun. How do you think? Ifchun? What?
Evaluation.
So, evaluation. Baruch Hashem, we live in a firm community. There's Kupat Cholim. And the lady, who was supposed to evaluate the child, she's very high leveled professional diagnostician, wow. And she was dressed in an extremely inappropriate manner. Not only that when she would bend, it was worse than the Choyf Hayam. It was worse than the beach. And my wife was very upset. Why should the child be exposed to this? It's not something the child's ever seen. And the child indeed was getting distracted. He'd never seen these sights before. So my wife, kindly, she bought with a shirt. Would you mind wearing this? So she says the following. This is her hashkofa. She says, you Haredim, you have to train yourself, you the men. You have to train yourself not to look. You got to learn. It's your problem. You have to teach yourself not to look. They have to control themselves. The men need to control themselves. So she wasn't masking. So, what do we say back? Don't look.
It was distracting the child.
I spoke to Rav. The Rav told me, Yimonov Shach, you shouldn't go to her. Because if she doesn't have that sensitivity, what, as a professional, then she can't, how good could she be? If she doesn't understand where you're coming from and is not willing to behave herself in a firm environment to be reasonable, so what does she understand about the child if she doesn't understand her clients? Anyway, so what do we say back to such a tiny? So first of all, I'd like to discuss, we're still on the topic. What's the issue to look at Arias? Avushtei, what does it say in the Torah that you don't have to look at Arias? Can't have beer with an erva. A sikruvu. Is there an issa matter to look at her eyes? Huh? There is? How do you know it's going on Arias? Good gezocht, but how do you know? So I tell you, the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, says the Rambam, Hamistakel b'arayas, umar al daitoy she'em bekach klum. What's wrong? What's wrong with looking at a movie? Arayas in the movie. What mayish? V'chi ba'alti v'chi karavti. I didn't touch nothing. What's wrong with that? Says the Rambam, v'ein yodea sheria seinaim oven godoil. Shugayrem neguven shal arayas. By looking, that causes the arayas to happen. Shenema v'oisa surah chelavach. That's the Rav of the Torah. We say it every day. It's a surah chel of avchem. It entails riyas say nine riyas erev. And likewise says the Shara Tshuva in Shara Gimel Samadalet. But it's a surah chel of avchem neichem is referring to loystak odem bebeishes ish in the Shara Riyas. In Shara Tshuva Shara Aleph ois ches says a person who's mistaken by Riyas is called mumur dover echad. Fine. Very nice. It's the rice. I open the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, Neven Ezer, Simon Chofar. Tzorach Odom is Trachik Minoshi Me'oid Me'oid. I don't have anywhere else that says in Shulchan Aruch such a strong Russian. But that keep away from women, Me'oid Me'oid. Can't wink to them. Can't joke with them. Oy Lahabit Be'yoifia. To look at the beauty of an Isha. Of an erva is asr. Says the Beis Shmuel on the Shulchan Aruch. Says Rabbeinu Yoina Kosav Shumiter Raisa. Sheneh Maalois Asura Chela Bafchen Chenich. VaRambam Svir Leimit Rabbonon. It's only Rabbonon. What? How can you say that? The Rambam Rabbonon. We just saw the Rambam Yilchos Teshuva. He says it's the Raisa. A person who thinks he didn't do anything. How can the Beis Shmuel say it's Rabbanon? Teretz says, Sudor Nocha Rambam. The Rambam, who's the Surah Bia, Berachov Aleph, says, a person who's Mabit B'Yofia, it's also to Mabit B'Yofia to gauge at a woman, Umaki and a Miskavin and Dover Zeh, Makas Maltus. A person who indeed looks at an erva gets makas mardus. Mardus means drabona. So what do you see? So you see drabona, yes. Oh, but that's how the Beis Shmuel. What is? Excellent, excellent. But that's how the Beis Shmuel learns. It's also midrabona. And I almost jumped out of my skin. How can that be? We saw before Shmuel Yilchus Teshuva. I wrote in the Pis in Oitzah Poiskim. He brings the Chinami, the Chodik and the Beish. How can the Beish say that? We have the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva. We have the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs also says Lois Suach El Avavchem is referring to Rias Erva. So two Mahalchim. Either the Rambam don't get Malkus because it's Lav Shebechlolus. There's some Lavim which are general, broad, that we don't get Malkus, or it's a bit more. You said. Or that depends. There's looking in a shemznus, looking in a shemznus. The person stop looking. You go into a museum, you see a nice piece of art, you see a nice woman. It's not a shemznus. That's drabona. But a person's looking in a shemznus, that's the rice. That's a different model. Anyway, all of you are denu that looking at erva is for sure issa the rice. It's for sure issa. This is the Raisa of Raisa Surah Chelevat. There's another Isser involved as well, the Gwan of Oydazorah. Chofam and Beis, Tanra Abonim, Vinishmarotam, he called up a Ra. Another Pasuk. Vinishmarotam, he called up a Ra. Says the Gemara, Rayharer Odom Bayoim, for Yavar day, Tumah Balayla. There's an Isser to have evil thoughts by day, because it causes Tumah at night. Says Taisis, the Drosha Gemura, not an Asmachta. The Sefer Yereim, the Simon Memhei, he says it's a smuchu akra. He learns in Issa Drabon and that. This pasuk isn't a smachta. Anyway, so we're discussing the rice. Now, what about Ifnei Iver? So, Ifnei Iver. Who said Ifnei Iver? You said Ifnei Iver? You said Ifnei Iver. Oh, so, but she says back, Ifnei Iver, don't look. She says, you haredim, you men, need to learn not to look. We need to learn to control ourselves. That's what she says. So is it a fake? So is it a fake event or not? So I think it depends. I'm suggesting. The Gemara says, giving one of Oitzara, giving wine to nausea is a fever. Why? You shouldn't drink? We see that providing the Issa, the fact that he has Pira to drink or not, that doesn't take away from the fever. The only thing that takes away from me from the Iver, he has another option of obtaining the wine. It's Trey Iver in Nahara, two sides of the river. He cannot access the wine without you. That's called the Iver. If he has another way of getting hold of the wine, it's not called the Iver. It's Misayeh. Which is Rabbon. Right. So therefore, the fact that they don't look, that's not a tain, it's still the Fnei Iver. But it may depend if she's the only putza around. If she's the only putza around, then the Fnei Iver. If the other putza is, maybe not. I spoke to Roy, he didn't like that one. Maybe attracted that one specific. Now, just one more response. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, who's a man who has walking by the river, women are doing washing, and therefore they're revealing their legs and their arms. In the course of washing the clothes, the shaykh gets revealed, made part of it, they have to lift up the skirt to go into the water, and they're revealing their arms. A person who's walking by the riverbank and he has his eyes shut, says the Gemara, could be he's a Rosh. Says the Gemara, if he's as dark as Achrina, if he has an alternative route to take, could have just as well taken a different way. He's going by the riverbank and he's shutting his eyes. He's a Rosh. If there's no alternative, meaning there's no reasonable alternative, then he's allowed to go. But if there's an alternative, it's called a Rosh. Why is it a Rosh? The fact you're putting yourself in a situation, even though you're not looking, but you can look, makes you into a Rosh. So what? Who is she? What does she say? Don't look. If he doesn't look, if he brings himself into that situation, he's a Rasha. What about you? You're making the situation happen, and you say, don't look, you're a Rasha. It's a kosher can, you're a Rasha. No, Rahman Islam. Say, all of Yadin, let's just summarize what we learned today. It's probably a topic no one else is foolish enough to speak about, besides me. So, let's have a Ryan. What do we say? What do we learn? We learned that there's a derech ha'emtza. A woman is not mechuyeves to hide the fact that she's a female. Nirin ve'inu nirin. That's what we learned. But therefore, there's no chiyuv to wear shalos. You want to wear shalos? Kazum to hate. There's not a chiyuv. It's not an obligation. Lo re'inu et abriseinu telling the wife to wear shalos. The davar chadash, or maybe from other. From other countries, from different periods of time, that's not the custom, the chiyuv of the shoyis chachomim, and we haven't seen him doing this. Like a shoy, you want to do it? Kazun teis. Not a chiyuv. It's a hidu. Why? Why is that? Why? Yeah. No much attention. The first time, but there's nothing to see there. Just not curiosity. I wouldn't go so far to say it's awesome. I wouldn't like to say that. Something when it comes to Shemayin, we punish for wearing the shawl. At veikach, learning how. But it's not a chiyuv. There's many other extremes. Wear these vests, which are designed to get all the features to attract the eye from Aleph to Tof. So that is definitely Derech Pritzos. And even though it's covered, even though it's covered, we saw many times, many Mekoros, that even something that's covered, if it attracts the eye, it's still Aser. It's the Gomor, women who are covered, who in the walking, even the walking, the fact that the Avarim are moving, you have to run in front of them. If that's Yehudis, you give a divorce if you have something attracting your eyes, even though she's covered, it attracts her face in a priestly way. You get. So therefore, there's a derech emtzah. The more yiras shamayim a woman has, she makes so, even though she's a woman, but it should be as shouldn't attract the eye, shouldn't stick out, shouldn't catch people's eye. The schus, she was zeichet to have big day kodesh with tiferes, have all the brachas. Thank you very much. Go to.